Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.
Global markets are still digesting Wednesday evening's decision by the U.S. Fed to hike interest rates by 0.75%. It was the biggest such increase by the central bank since 1994. Of course, it's targeting inflation in the U.S. at a 40-year high. The expectation is that there's at least one more such hike in store next month and two slightly lesser ones by year's end. The JSE ended on Wednesday with the all-share index up a very healthy 2.8%, 67,502. The top 40 up 2.9%, 61,163. Much of that in anticipation of the Fed's move. No trade for us yesterday, of course, closed for the public holiday, but Wall Street came online yesterday morning and immediately showed its displeasure at the Fed's action. The key indices had rallied immediately after the announcement on Wednesday evening. Yesterday plunged sharply. The Dow ended down 2.4%, the S&P 500 down 3.25%, the Nasdaq down 4.1%. And the Bank of England's also increased its interest rate by 0.25%, London's FTSE down 3.1%. Reaction in the Pan-Pacific region has been mixed, but this morning Tokyo down 1.8%, Hong Kong up 1.1%, Sydney down 2%. The US dollar's eased to 105 to the euro, pressure still on the rand though, 15.97 to the dollar, 16.82 to the euro, 19.65 to sterling. Gold at 1843, platinum 948, Bitcoin up 2%, 22,471, Brent crude oil unchanged, $119 a barrel. In other news, South Africa's road freight industry is demanding government take swift action against a small group of local truck drivers who continue to block national roads and, in some instances, cause the death of truck drivers. The crucial N3 route's been closed by the protesters since Tuesday. The Road Freight Association has penned an open letter to President Ramaphosa calling for his government to deal with the organizers of what they call this sabotage, criminal activity, and organized crime. The protesters, operating under the banner of the All Truck Drivers Foundation SA, are demanding an end to the employment of foreign nationals as truck drivers and the reduction of the price of diesel to 11 rand and 28 cents a litre. Business Day reports this morning that three cabinet ministers, led by Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula, have intervened to mediate. They say the warring parties are on the verge of an agreement.
Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.